gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down.
Microphone check two, mic check one. Gotta click a real niggas in my section. A solid girl with no baggage, I still ain't met one. I see all of you rappers as my stepsons. I called my last girl and told her be my next one. She said pull up on her, touch up on her wet one. And I had a pack of condoms, but fucked around and forgot them. Gotta stop at 7-Eleven and get some. All I know is bop till I fall ho. Walk around 10 band in my cargo. You niggas still stressed about your car, no. I'ma fuck around and buy Wells Fargo. I walk up in this thing 100 deep, I gotta get it, ain't no secret.
What up, what up, what up, people? This is a long time in the making right here. Shout out to the Straight Outta Low Cash series for giving us this opportunity. Episode one of Commentary, C-O-M-M-O-N, apostrophe, T-A-R-Y, podcast series. I'll be one of your hosts, DJ AI. Some of you know me, some of you don't. Before we get into that, I'm going to turn the mic over to one of my first co-hosts.
Yeah, I go by the name of Rashad, Rashadism. Y'all know me. I'm everywhere. You know me from being on Straight Outta Low Cash, popping up. The two wonderful episodes of Do For Love it was three episodes? I couldn't even remember if it was two or three. So the three episodes of Do For Love that I think maybe, you know, defunct now, I'm not sure, you know, we'll see, and you know, just other things. So it's your boy is back, man, on the commentary.
Yes.
And I'm gonna pass it to the right.
I'm not on this show for real, y'all. I know y'all probably like, he on every goddamn show. I'm not on this one. I'm just producing again, so I'm in the background, but I'll be jumping in with thoughts and stuff like that from here and there, but I'm always in the background. So I'm in the background getting my baby face on, so all right.
Who are you, man?
Oh, right. They know my voice, man.
International.
Look me up, baby.
Hey.
Shout out to Jovan out in New York doing big things.
Yeah,
shout out to Jovan,
man. That's my guy. You know, Jovan always would keep us aware of Daryl's turtleneck mishaps.
What's so crazy is I stopped wearing turtlenecks 100% because of that dude. Yeah, because I was getting rolled. People was right, man, like riding me on like Twitter and stuff, man.
About your turtleneck?
Yeah, I don't even wear them like that. It would be like for like coming from a game or something or doing something, and be like, "So with that mock turtleneck?" I'd be like, "Yo, I just came from the gym."
You should never, man. Do not give up your turtleneck, man.
Give them up, man.
Everybody needs a staple.
Throat protector.
My wife would be making fun of, like, she'd be like, "Is that a turtleneck?"
You know, now if you had like a turtleneck tank top or a turtleneck onesie,
we have a problem.
Funny. Hey, turtleneck onesie,
boy, we'll catch smooth at the Polynesian. But anyway, before I pass it back to the main man AI, so this is commentary. I like to personally call it, you know, just brothers talking about common things, you know, an ode to hood talk and, you know, all kind of topics, be it black or whatever. So this is a run. So you were like part of the first run. Mm-hmm. So you can make us or break us. Like, should we continue? Should we not continue? You know, and this is something, this is interactive because we all together, us and we, you and me, will form a structure for this show. But I think it's going to be something very lovely. You all, missed a very great 2-hour conversation that could not be recorded. It was very confidential, but if that's the flavor of what we're going to experience with commentary, you know, as we build this thing, you know, you in for something sweet, you know. So shout out to Straight Outta Low Cash, the family, and AI, let's get it cracking, bro.
Yeah, like my man Shy said, this is a hood talk for the intellectual.
I like that.
So, you know, we're going to be going in. We're going to get some things going. Like I said, this is the first pilot. So, you know, we like you said, we've been talking about a whole lot of things. So, I guess the first thing, you know, just let's get a little tidbit in, man.
Uh-oh.
these baby showers, man.
Introduce, like, who y'all, people know who you are, but tell people more about you.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Because people know you, you've been on all
that stuff. Oh, yeah.
So you really have to do some, all people know you do design work and all that stuff, because you didn't push out your stuff for people. And
okay.
All
okay.
So,
yeah. Thanks for shortchanging me, Daryl. I appreciate
it.
I'm giving you props that people know who you are.
I'm messing with you. I'm messing with
you. You so much family, people know who you are.
Yeah, it's Rashad. Yeah.
But no, this give people who you are.
Yeah, so I am, you know, by night, DJ AI. I am from St. Louis, Missouri, born and raised. I've been a radio personality and DJ pretty much all of my adult life. I have had the opportunity to perform and travel with some great artists. Every now and then you can catch me on stage with Run DMC, opening up a show or two every now and then. I actually be down at Kentucky Derby with them the first weekend in May. So if you're down there, come holler. As opposed to that, I work in the finance industry by day. So, you know, if you ever think that I clown too much or I don't know anything, I can tell you how to get your life together on paper with illustrations and charts.
All right. Because a woman be quick to say, he look good on paper.
Yeah.
So AI is the man.
Oh, no. I know. I see the receipts, bro. I can tell you. I ain't going to tell you, though. That's confidential.
Also, it's a HIPAA law.
Yeah. There's laws in place that I cannot discuss, you know. But, hey, you know, we'll talk about that some other show. Definitely. But yeah, so that's me in a nutshell. I just want you all to keep on rocking with us.
Yeah, this the pilot, baby. It's all right. Go ahead.
What we'll do is, you know, since D, now I'm gonna put him on the spot.
Yeah.
Now, since you usually, you know, with the other shows, because you see AI, D just tried to play us. I'm gonna tell you how he just tried to play us.
He backed out gracefully.
Right, he was like, "I'm pushing play. Go ahead." But exactly D will like quarterback the other show, so we're gonna ask
you want me to
D. We're gonna have you quarterback because technically you are a part of this,
you know.
And the fourth person who couldn't be with us, man. And I, like I said, I definitely had to vouch for this brother. Like, you know, during the times that he can be a part and come hang out, you know, is DJ Reminisce. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all know DJ Reminisce. You know, been real busy doing this thing. You know, but so anyway, Daryl,
I'll quarterback it for you.
I mean, you know, I'm sitting here. What quarterback are you? I'm sitting here with two quarterbacks.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm like a John Elway, where I'm kind of old.
Okay.
You know, but I ain't necessarily trying to retire.
Okay.
I want to be a GM now. Like, I don't want to necessarily be on the field no more.
Okay.
I mean, basically, this show for everybody listening, this is going to just be real man talk. It's just going to be real conversations, real fun between two brothers discussing random different topics. Sometimes y'all will probably be mad. Probably more likely, a lot of y'all mad at these two dudes. Just let y'all know ahead of time. Y'all just going to probably be mad. So y'all, they can give out all their social media information. You don't have to email it to me because they going to have their own situation going. But I trust these brothers, two intelligent dudes. So y'all, first off, y'all were looking to talk about these baby shower situations. We had actually talked about this pre-thing. Y'all can just go on, you know, jump in on that. Baby showers basically being weddings.
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, I was railroading in my comments section on Facebook. My Facebook is facebook.com/whatever it is. I am period A E Y E. So yeah, hit me up, check out my comments. It gets live in there. Trust me. I made a comment just, in regards to a lot of the extravagant, baby showers we've been seeing as of late. You know, and by extravagant, I mean that people are putting, these generous budgets towards a baby shower, you know, nothing again, if you can afford it, hey, you know, by all means do what you can. However, you have a child on the way and, I think that maybe my personal opinion, you might want to buy a crib or a bassinet or maybe, you know, a little area rug for the room. I mean, hey, I don't know. I can't tell you how to spend your money.
Right.
I'm all about efficiency, though. And, you know, I have some vices in this life as well. I like to, you know, spend my money on CDs still and records. But that's more of, you know, my thing. I'm not here to judge. Mm-hmm. However, I don't really know how to feel about the baby showers. I mean, I'll pass it on to you, brothers. From a financial standpoint, and not even from a financial standpoint, man. I mean, why do you think we're going here with it now? Like
with the extravagant baby showers.
Yeah.
The people listening, I'm assuming, know that I'm always coming from the left field when I talk about things. Right. We hate mine. But no, I was going to say that, you know, we live in a very egotistical society.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Metamucil. Yeah, I just wanted to use that word, even though it ain't a real... Metamusically speaking, chlamydiatic.
New word.
No, but seriously, man, everything is egotistical. And with social media, it's like ego on steroids, which we're going to get into something very deep, a little bit about that, man.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, to be honest. Now, let me give a disclaimer. I usually don't give a damn about who feel like what if I'm speaking about, you know, speaking from my heart. But I will give this disclaimer. There are a lot of great women who are about their child or children or child to be, you know, who will do a wonderful baby shower and she has a lot of love around her and she's going to get wonderful gifts because she's a wonderful person. Okay? So let's get them out the way. So we know you all exist. But then you have those who life is measured by likes. Is measured by likes. Their being is measured by the attention span used by others on them. And so, like, this to me is the foundation of what births, you know, and that's right, BIRTF, births, you know, these scenarios. And I think it's disgusting. Personally, I think when you're going, hear me out. It's nothing wrong with going all out.
Hear somebody already said
right, that. I can already
somebody
hear it in my head.
Like, who?
But, it's nothing wrong. You know, you should have, you should do the best that you can. But my question would be, the old baby showers that I used to go to and the one that was even had for my son, you know, who's now 18. This is how ancient I am. It really was about family and friends coming together to bring things to show support, love, and honor the child. Or if you're having twins, you know, children that are coming into the world through, like, gifts and, you know, all of that. And now it's like, people dress. I saw a sister, shout out to Tiffany Patton, who said people dressing like they going to get an Oscar award, an Oscar or a Grammy at their own baby shower. You know, and one of the things I said that actually pissed somebody off is I said, I wonder if these women who do all of this, if they couldn't in the future claim the kid on their taxes, would they really be doing it? And I know it wasn't the coolest thing to say, but I just wanted, you know, I just wanted to add a little trauma to the conversation just to open up, like, hey, is it really about these kids or is it about you? You know? So I don't know, Daryl, before I get shot, what you think, man?
I mean, it's an interesting thing because there is a possibility that these are replacements for marriages for some women because this may be the only time that they feel that special for a situation. And that's fucked up. That's fucked up that, you know, the situation is. But it's like, well, shit, if I'm not going to get married to this dude, you know, one other time I'm going to be able to have a situation where it's all about me.
Right, right.
Where I can't dress up and spend X amount of dollars and kick it. So, and some people just want to do it up like that because it's like, yo, I just want to, I'm just extra. Some people just extra.
A lot of extra.
Would it happen if the phones weren't on?
Like if they said,
or the camera wasn't going and the Facebook Live.
I think the stunt Instagram Live. I think there would be some stunting still though because they just would want to stunt on the woman that came. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it just, the stunting with men and women hasn't changed necessarily. It has changed. I think it.
In volume, I would say it's changed.
No.
Volume,
I think people,
Well,
because cats always wanted to stunt. Now I can stunt international. Before, I was just going to stunt on all the dudes I invited to my party.
Right.
Now, I'm going to try to stunt on all y'all bitches nationwide. That's kind of what changed. Right. They was going to stunt still.
So I would say that's equivalent to value of a situation. Yeah, so I feel what you're saying.
I was going to stun these 20 bitches from AT&T that I invited to this, to this baby shower. Oh, I was going to stunt. Look, no, yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, 85, those women doing it like, oh, I'm going to stun these bitches from Emerson.
Yeah.
When they come through, they go, oh, I'm going to stun these hoes in my baby shower. Right. Now it's like, I can stunt on the whole country.
So you went from like stunting on Shaquita and them, who also works with you, Pete Shursey, to now.
That's all St. Louis and
to now everybody who's paying attention to Facebook between 3 to 7 on a Saturday afternoon.
There you go.
That you connected to. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You check the LinkedIn's and the best times to post on all social media. Between these hours and these hours.
Facebook ads. Use it. It expands your marketing.
So hey, real rap. Yes.
So I mean,
but I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. People always want to stunt. I think it just, it's almost like what Fonte said, that line. I mean, it's not just a Fonte line. This is a general line, but I just can remember off him saying is that, you know, money doesn't change you, it just makes you more who you really are.
Facts. Yeah.
And I think totally that comes with like this attention and all that. You was an attention whore back in 72 if you was alive too.
Right.
You just got opportunity to be more of an attention whore in 2017.
Yeah, totally agree.
Your mom was doing the same thing when she was with Cleophas and everything, had him out there.
Right.
It's just that brothers actually used to go to Baby Shark's back. He had his little seersucker suit on up in there.
Yeah.
I can't believe this shit.
Well, they invited, you know, Shirley. What was her name again? You said the mama?
Oh, I didn't
have Gertrude. So,
he didn't take off the day at GM. He pissed off. He like, took off this motherfucking day at GM.
I know.
They paying me $9 an hour up there?
$9 an hour.
And I'm up in this shit.
And you know I got to get this 50 cent a gallon gas. Look,
and knowing I'm going to leave this little nigga in like a year.
and then the thing is, she inviting
and
people.
Move, and now the messed up part is not even move out the city, just move to, from the north side to the south side.
Right.
I'm right around the
which, oh my goodness, who recently said that? It was a comedian, fuck, I can't remember who just said, Dave Chappelle, on his new special said that you could actually move like 11 minutes away and that's how divorce would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or how you would leave a situation.
Some cigarettes. I'll be right back.
I'll be right back. So now you got Shirley, you know, she inviting everybody over. Mm-hmm. She still got the plastic on the couch, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, the quarter waters actually in glasses instead of the just little. So, yeah, the fronting's always been there.
Fronting's always been. It's just that I'm one of those scientifical people that try to look at it like, okay, what changed? Was it the people or just technology or time?
Mm.
So I come to the conclusion that most of the times that's, the seasons change, but things don't rearrange.
Right.
Absolutely.
So
I got you.
So like I always imagine like when we be like, man, back, and I was like, yo, is it the fact that we ain't get to see you stunting and doing dumbass shit?
Right. Yeah. Well, you were so deep. I was about to say we're gonna create the dead Moet Society.
the dead
Moet Society.
R.I.P.
Right. Like I was looking at
VIP.
Have y'all ever looked at the tape when Biggie died? The night Biggie died. They got a tape of the party.
Yeah.
The party wasn't even popping. Did you see how like the party is sparse as shit?
They said it ended up getting left.
A lot of people left. They said supposedly a lot of people had supposed to have left, but they had Missy, all of the stuff, people were there, and I'm like, you think in your mind like how a Biggie party would be, and he just dropped Hypnotize, and they supposed to be playing it 30 times.
Right.
You think of the movie Notorious and shit. There's 1,000 people there, and you see the real video, and you like, well, shit.
Right.
What was going on? I thought y'all was playing Hypnotize 20 times and it was popping. What's going on?
Right.
I always picture a Biggie party being like the One More Chance remix video.
There you go.
But, you know, Brownstone, can't get in.
How every party should be.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, but my whole thing is that they do the same things. It's just that we get old too. So we becoming that guy.
Right.
You know, that'd be like, man, back in my day, we becoming those guys and that's fine. That's what it is. But at the same time, there was some chicks that be doing the same shit.
Right.
That we just didn't know about it because we just didn't
like,
know.
Like, why you got to put that much baby oil on your legs wearing a tennis skirt?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Socks.
Why your tennis skirt that short? Right. Why your tennis skirt that short?
Why your tennis skirt that short?
They out here choosing.
Yeah.
Why you wearing the purple jelly beans or some shit? I mean, we're, you know, beans. I don't know. I don't know if that even makes sense.
She's like,
why you wearing a sock with the balls on the back? Or the sock with the ball with the Reeboks.
She a thot, thot, thot.
I used to like some shit like that.
I did, you know?
Hey, yeah.
But I just think it's just one of them things, you know. it's worse. It's definitely worse. But I think, and then it becomes a self-perpetuating situation because you'll have, maybe it was only four or five of them doing it. Uh-huh. Now the other five in that crew of 10 from AT&T feel like they got to do it because they did it. And then it becomes like a chicken or the egg situation where it's like a constant cycle of just fuckery. That just happens with any. That's not even with women. That's with men too. That's a constant cycle of fuckery. And before, there have been two of them on some fuckery out of the 10.
And my thing, even after that, man, which is gonna, I'm sorry, gonna have to throw the Morton salt, if you will, into the wound.
Let's get it.
So they have this extravagant baby shower. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, she's pregnant. And we're generally speaking, but I've seen this. She's pregnant, black, beautiful, pregnant woman, you know, may, you know, have on some thought gear. Maybe not. I don't know. That's a give or take. Define, but, you know, it's gear. Crab legs from Sam's and other things being served and whatnot, you know, when it's elegant and extravagant. And then like 2 years later, this is the same sister who refers to spending wonderful time with her child as babysitting her own kid. Oh, she's calling him a motherfucker and all of this other stuff. So wait a minute. You just had this extravagant situation going on. Mm-hmm. It's about me. It's about my baby. I'm carrying this. And then later on down the line, you treat him, we'll just say, treat the child badly. You know? And that's one of the things that bothers me too. Now, like I said, this is all speculation.
I mean, in those situations, I'm gonna bump for for a second. Because I just thought of something.
Yeah.
Man, this world's so fucking hard. Sometimes people do want to just stunt and do their thing, though. So, like I get it to a certain extent. And also with the mom's treatment, like you gotta put some of that shit on daddies too, though, man.
Of course,
it shouldn't be all on this chick. Right. So, absolutely. I would say 50% of that. Is gonna be on daddy. Maybe even
I mean 50% of well,
I say more than 50 because daddy that man energy being around a child period is just the opposite of the battery. Right. If you're only getting one side of the battery, then you only getting one side of life.
But unfortunately, with that baby shower, now I agree with that. So I wasn't going that deep with my observation, but no, that's the truth. Yeah. I agree with that 100%. But to agree with that. I also would have to say in this, let's just say we're painting this imaginary scenario. That means when she's having this baby shower, that man ain't around. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying that.
There haven't been some dad's prison in pictures. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah?
No, that's what I'm saying.
The dad's prison is the dude Jerry that I was talking about with Cleophas.
Right.
That just took off from GM and everything. Only difference is he like, man, I'm leaving my block unattended.
Right,
corner unattended.
Shit, I'm up at GM. Somebody might come in and, you know, bang somebody out with the banger, you know.
With a knife.
Right.
It just happened recently.
Yeah, topical. So, ooh, right. Topical. See, I was trying not to go there. Topical. We try not to.
Topical. Yeah.
So anyway, you know, I'm going to swing it back to AI. But what I'll say, like, truthfully, one of the things you hear me say on this show is at the end of the day, all I have is my opinion. I truly don't give a fuck what you do. You know, just honestly,
I'm starting to get more blaming men for a lot of shit, though, too. But I just look at, like, men, we have to show more. I'm the man. We talking shit that you the man. Be facts. A motherfucking man.
Be a
man. If you don't want this motherfucking baby shower to be like that, step up and say that you don't want it like that.
Right. And then she, you know, being like, shut up, you live with me and I'll let you drive my Charger.
Then you can't do shit. Then you can't you do know shit. What I'm saying? I'm sorry, you can't do shit. And I'm going to put it like this, man. Honestly, man, whatever issues you putting up with as a man, is on you. Period.
That's true.
That's on you with your lady or whatever. If you really did, that's on you. You have a choice. You could do that. You could. You just ain't. She ain't gonna. You just gonna let somebody. That's for women too. Like, just you. You step up for yourself. So that the dudes that's sitting there with the sucker suit in 72. It's the same dude in 2017 sitting there and like, ain't this
with the sucker skinny jeans and Jordans.
Look, I met her at the Marquee 2 months ago. I'm up in this motherfucker.
I mean, and the thing,
and she got a baby shower.
I'm a cape for the brothers.
I met her 2 months. She got pregnant. That's even funny.
Woo, right.
The way you just put it is actually even funny.
I met her 2 months ago, and now I'm at a baby shower.
But I was thinking that they got her pregnant 2 months after. In my mind, quick. I was saying 2 months after.
Right. I was like, that's some clever shit. You trying to keep up.
I'm a cape for the guys real quick. Now, I mean, you know, fathers are present, but some fathers need to do better. That's very general.
I don't know, man. I'm starting to think a lot of daddies ain't there, though, from having a kid and doing this stuff to take care every day.
They there.
I'm starting to, I don't know, man. Right. Not when kids run up to you and say daddy in general. And
oh, no, that dad is not
wrong.
There.
They look at you like, ooh, snap.
Right. I wish y'all could see our faces.
It's hard for men to men some these days, man. A lot of dynamics are different. Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of fuck boys, man.
I'm a former fuck boy, bro. So I mean,
I say it all the time.
I'm a former fuck boy.
As Rashadism, I would say I'm reformed, punk, pussy ass, insecure, immature, fuck boy ass, punk, pussy ass, insecure nigga. And I had to grow up too.
Yeah.
So we're qualified to speak on what we're speaking on.
As former fuckboys.
FFBs. There is
a future.
You need to be baptized in Hennessy and common sense. Well, no, okay?
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
No, I'm saying, but I don't think it's y'all being fuckboys. Y'all transitioned and changed and innovated as men, though. That's the fuck you're supposed to
be.
But no. I'm saying this. In my situation, and I mean, we got to keep it real. With my father, you know, my father, what is it? They're not a dad, they're a father, or is it they're not a father, they're a dad? If they weren't.
Either or.
No. Yeah. If you're a father, if you were like nurturing and things like that, you're a dad if you just pay bills and do what you're supposed to be doing financially.
Okay, well, shit, goddamn. Like, this, then we might have to come up with a new word. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect. I learned to, really on some deep shit, as I got older, I recognized that I was fucking up a lot of relationships in my life because I didn't forgive my father for not being who I wanted him to be.
Ditto.
100%,
so,
me too.
So that's on some whole, you know, that's another topic.
Yeah, no, that's a whole, you know, yeah. I agree. I'm with you 100%.
The reform fuckboy situation.
That might need to be on, y'all need to write that down.
Right. But the reform,
where's daddy?
Right, where's daddy? The reform fuckboy theory. But it's like, no, seriously though, I mean, I had, fortunately, you know, I had, like, my mother, my father taught me some things. He taught me how to think. You know what I'm saying? So when he was around, he would kind of school like that, but not being in a child's life. And even I've been guilty of that in my son's earlier years, you know, and then it turns into a situation where it's like, now it's, you know, the relationship politics and all of this other stuff, which I won't go into all of that right now.
But now you got to have a whole different conversation with your son now.
Yeah, but I had to have it. And I had to be like, look, I was like this. I had to grow into this. You know what I'm saying? Some things I didn't agree with or whatever, but the situation was I allowed it to get out of my control. So, son, I tell my son this all the time. He be laughing like, Dad, that wasn't you. I said, yeah. I said, when I wasn't the best father that I could be when you were younger, I was a fuck boy for that. And I had to catch up on a lot of years. So, but before he was, I would say, before he was like 7 or 8, I was on my dean.
When you start realize, like, the conscious thought of like what your father should be is around 7 or 8.
Yeah, and trust me, it was a drag because not a drag being, you know, in my son's life. And anybody who knows my son and I are like best friends. Yeah. You know, that's my boy. He just got accepted in the Morehouse, and it will be paid for.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, he say, yeah, now he's like, well, Dad, I kind of want to go to Columbia College, so we're going to figure it out.
Chicago.
Yeah. His mom and I just got through talking, and we both kind of like, yeah, you need to go that route. But, you know, I ain't going to put all our family, you know, shout out to Dree and the gang. But the thing, and that was very big of me to do, by the way. But it's like.
Reform, bro.
Right. Reform. I should have bought a Hyundai. But no, it's like when you don't have that father structure in your life, one of two things going to happen.
Here we go.
You're going to be a fuckboy. To a fuckboy in a sense of being very selfish and it's just all about you, can't nobody tell you nothing, or you're going to be a fuckboy on a mama's boy side of the game. Now, bringing it up to this baby shower, both are detrimental. You know what I'm saying? The fuckboy who don't care, you're not going to even be there. And I was at my son's baby shower, by the way. But the fuckboy who's a mama's boy, you know, I hate to say it, but it is either going to be mommy said we should do this and mommy said we should do that. Now, you saying this to a grown woman that you ain't had a baby with that you met at the Marquee 2 months ago and now you at the shower. You know, like Daryl said.
You met her two months.
You're having a baby shower in two months, nigga. But it's either now you're being looked at as weak and you're going to get ran over, Or you all up under her and you not saying the proper things.
I'm gonna go deeper than you with your thing though, your process with that. Okay. They'll be on that, but then do some pussy shit on the back end by doing like detrimental stuff to wreck the relationship on the back end. Like I'm just gonna be I'm being passive aggressive by doing fuckboy stuff behind her in a relationship. Like I won't stand up to her though, right. But I'm gonna go have 10 other bitches in the background. Facts. And be messing with a whole bunch of chicks in the background, sabotaging this relationship just because I'm scared to fucking confront her and about whatever issue I got. I'm just like, well, I just want to be some other bitch. And that's the way that you fuck it up in your mind to believe that's what you're doing being a man. Instead of confronting the person that you have problems with, you go, I'm just going to mess with other chicks, though, to get this not to have to confront her. That's which is even, you know what I'm saying? But then you do what your pops did at that point because... Maybe that's what your pops did. Let's keep it 100 about some of our pops is. They may not want to confront our moms is on some shit. I'm going to go ask one of the bitches and get the fuck out. Well, shit, I'll be in and out.
That's generational fuckboynomics.
Yeah.
Fuckboynomics.
Right. But the thing is.
Fuckboynomics.
Look.
I got to go and see if that's even a word.
Right.
Urban Dictionary today.
We might need to go ahead and register that.
Register the name fuckboynomics and fuckboynology. I mean, we've, you know, man, like. It's all about growing, but when it comes to, let me say this, sisters, I feel you. Like, if it's not a man, like, this is all just a generalization of you all doing, like, extravagant baby showers that even other black women or either other women in general have problems with some of y'all doing, you know, but this is just a generalization in the sense of pops ain't there, or either he too scared to tell you you're a baby showerzilla. I guess how they have bridezilla.
There we go.
So it's like showerzilla. There we go. You know what I mean?
There you go.
And you just wilding out. And like I said earlier, you know, I said, hey, you see her 2 years later and she's treating this child like straight trash. Now, here's my thing. Now, this is where I'm going to have to, I got to say this. Now, I feel you on the father's not being there and it's all this, it just gets hectic. But for a woman, when I hear women speak about carrying a baby and, you know, just the bond and nurturing that's happening inside of them with the baby and the kicks and all of this stuff. It's like, does that go out the window when the baby's 2 years old, crying, wants some fruit drink? You ain't got none. You know what I'm saying? Because you got the mug boots to go to the marquee again. And, you know, like, does that go out the window or, you know, is it truly just on the man? So, you know, just it's all generalization, but it's just, you know, food for thought, you know?
So, couple of things. First, don't give your kids fruit drinks. It's detrimental to their health. Second, don't wear your Uggs to the marquee for two reasons, okay? Yeah. First and foremost, they're going to get liquor spill all over them. Secondly, you will not be sexy if you don't have on heels. So,
man, it'd be hella. What? You sure it don't be hella chicks in there with
you? Right.
I ain't
right.
been there in a while, you know.
It'd be girls in the club. Ugg boots, and you know, now,
with Ugg boots and.
At the club?
Yeah. It'd be.
I see them wearing them in the summer, and I thought that was like a winter boot.
They are. They
club dress is very downscale now.
Like if you want to hang out, be at a bar, some people chilling. Like I think that's a cool outfit. Like if you just hanging out, chilling, like with some people. I think that's cool. But maybe a club.
Yeah.
I don't know about a club.
Well, see, I think we're about to like you know swing into like the next topic. Yeah. But let's do this. So when it comes to just over the top showerzilla. Future baby mama, you met her 2 months ago. Now you at the shower. Just crazy baby showers. AI says what?
Don't do it. You know, just don't do it. I mean, there's so many other great things that you can spend your money on besides having like $2,000 worth of decorations and a $600 dress and then like $1,000 in hors d'oeuvres and refreshments and renting out a venue that's going to cost way more than your local community center or neighborhood clubhouse, you know? So just don't do it. Like, think about it. Think about it. Like, we can be honest, you know, I'm speaking generally, but I'm going to speak this general age. Like, most of us are middle class or right under. So just spend your money wisely. Like, that's just not, and I'm not saying it's an investment, but just don't do it. You know, just don't do it.
Okay. Daryl says, or as we call him Lil D, when it comes to, well, we call you Lil D because you know it's a big D.
But not no more.
Pause to everything I'm saying right now.
We the same size now?
Yeah, Daryl, shout out to Daryl, man. Daryl cut that weight. DMG, yeah, man. Congratulations,
same,
man. DMG
in the same weight now.
Damn. Okay, so Daryl, what was that, man? Light skinned Daryl.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Come back to me on that one, man.
You don't know. See, Daryl still want to like be mad at all the black men and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But I would say, so we'll let Daryl finish it out. Me personally, like I said, the truth of the matter is, hey, you know, if you like it, I love it, hate it, well, fuck it. You know, you do what you do. But if you were to truly ask me for my opinion, I would just say, respect your dividends, you know, truly. Because like AI said, some of us are middle class, some of us are lower middle class, some of us are on recess. You know what I'm saying? Financial recess. And, you know, it's good to do it big, but that's an extreme liability, especially with the financial responsibility you got coming up. So just be smart. Because guess what? When Shaquanda and them, you style on them, you stunting on them, you got lobster and scrimp. You know, in a party at, you know, where the marquee or whatever, and, you know, they ain't gonna play with you renting that mother out and all of that stuff. Then guess what? You had your moment, but life goes on. And bills go on.
Yes.
And Pampers go on. And milk go on.
For at least a year.
And we know you're not gonna listen to AI, so fruit drink go on. You know what I'm saying? And Netflix and, you know, Roku boxes or whatever y'all niggas got nowadays, that goes on. So just, you know, but child education and all of that, you know, clothing, because please stop having y'all children look dusty as hell and you got on them new UGG, you know, Air UGGs or whatever is out now. I'm not hip, you know, I'm almost 40. So just, you know, keep it in its proper perspective. So now I don't know if D ready to, what he got to say so we can swing on all to right, the next one.
No, I just think, you know, be more concerned about, not concerned, discernible about how you're spending these funds and how this is going to be a reflection of what you're doing, your situation with that child. I'd be trying to figure out maybe getting a lawyer for your child support if that situation, especially if you're not there, you need to be figuring out that situation. Just, and like I said, maybe it's a joyous occasion. We don't know what it may be, but I'm saying on a general basis that we're saying chicks that shouldn't be doing this, it's going to be, part of me, like, it's always going to be like that. Yeah. I'm not going to mess it up. It's going to always be like that because it's always, it's going to be people that's going to be doing extras. Yeah. So, long as you can check yourself and, you know, you feel cool with it in the mirror and you can wake up yourself and feel all right about it, then go forth with it. But if you can't, then reevaluate what it is.
All right.
Yeah. So, you know, we were in a conversation. Like, we were on the phone a couple weeks ago, right? It was about a week or so ago now, 2 weeks. And you know, we were talking about just how it's hard. People lie and stunt and do so many things so much, it's hard to really believe what an individual really has or has not done, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the conclusion that we came to, I said that you know, and you all thought was really prolific. We live in a day and age, you know, if you don't take a picture of it, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, people are you know, I could sit here and tell you a lot of stories. You know, there are very few people that would believe me, but I've done a lot of things just across the world and in the nation, and I don't have any pictures of any of it. It's in my mind, and I know I did it, and the people that are with me know that it happened. But if I were to tell you that I was on a stage in front of 17,000 people that didn't speak English, and I scratched a record and they screamed, you wouldn't believe me. Like, where's the video? Where's the picture? Did you take a picture while you were up there? No, I was busy living my life, enjoying the moment, and a chill went through me when I shook that record, and that wave of noise came to me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, case in point, we have people that are now out here, setting up pictures, you know, and I'll explain that term. So you have the person that goes shopping for the day, and somehow when they get home, magically all of their bags are neatly arranged across their bed. You know, like the bags are neatly arranged across their bed from a full day of shopping.
Right.
And, you know, I went to Nordstrom, I went to Neiman's, I went to Saks.
All brands showing, by the way.
I went to Chanel. All the brands are showing. And somehow those jeans are kind of hanging out of the bag with the logo showing on the pocket. You know
what
I'm saying?
Of course, of course. So, the Revivals, the Rocks, or whatever they call it. Yeah.
So, you know, and then the caption is, I'm tired. You know what I'm saying?
I'm tired.
But.
Shit.
That sound
like somebody. I all be to step on your bill, but that sound like that's real detail.
I mean, you know,
just like the movie Get Out, by the way. But that's real detail.
It happens, you know. I've seen it, man. I've seen it, you know, and I've seen lies in the making as well. Where are you all stand or sit or?
I'm gonna swing that to Daryl.
I mean, we live in a society now, like I said before, when we were having that conversation, that there's only 7 cities people want to kick it in now. Like, before, people want to kick it in any city, but now they only want to kick it in 7 places because they can take pictures and say, I was in Vegas, I was in L.A., I was in Houston, ATL, D.C. And I didn't even say D.C. no more. I'm taking D.C. away even. And New York. That's it. Those are cities people want to be seen in. Like, oh, I was at such and such. I was in Vegas. I was in L.A. And then international. Anywhere international, they're taking 55 pictures.
Oh, yeah, locations are on.
Yeah. Mm. Locations are definitely on. But I heard about somebody was having this thing where they was, I guess, they putting their location somewhere else and everything to make it look like they be
stuck. I saw that, bro. Dude was like at the crib in Florida. Yeah. Talking about he was in ATL.
Yeah. Kicking it. And put the club, it was like, yeah, in the booth with Ross or something, like a blue bottle. And it set up there and everything. They're like, what?
Somebody got him. He switched it. He switched his location instantly. It was too late, though.
It was too late. Screenshot it.
That's just like the homie who name I don't want to say because I respect the pedigree his knowledge pedigree. I guess that I might be saying that wrong. But just like he called himself getting at somebody and he picks up the phone like, yeah, man, yeah. Hold on. I'm handling it. And then as he's putting it down, it rings. You know what I'm saying? So chances are the listeners, be it 2 or 12, somebody go know who I'm talking about, man. It's a lot of fronting. But with the, if it's not on social media, if you didn't take a picture of it, because I don't even think, is it more video-based now versus pictures, or is it still pictures?
It's starting to go toward the live videos, but even the live videos are starting to be staged. You know, I saw one the other day where a girl, you know, kind of got caught at the end of the countdown. So she was like, 3, 2, 1, and then the girl, like, started doing her little joint, but they was acting like it was, like, a real joint. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was kind of like, wow, like.
Wow. So I guess my thing is, once again, people are gonna do what they do, but I think that we are now reaching a point. I mean, from the days of, I want to stop what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna keep it real gutter. It went from people being in the clubs, being out kicking it, and everybody moved so discreetly. For whatever reasons they had to move discreetly, move discreet, like, to now, you are, like, nobody can call anybody nosy anymore.
No.
You really cannot. Because you're putting up, that's my pet fucking peeve. I hate when somebody will put all that stuff out on social media and then being like, why they in my business? I don't know, because you're fucking making a visual novel for everybody to be in your shit.
Yeah.
And it's kind of lame.
All the stuff you're doing.
Yeah, and so it's like, with all these live videos, and I mean, trust, I used to be guilty of, but I was kind of the first wave of it. You know, it was kind of like, people didn't know how to feel about, you know, taking a bunch of selfies, and we was here, and we was kicking it, and, you know, on the promo side of the game, and it was also,
for us, when we first had them pictures, it was good for promo for parties. And
Yeah, because everything popping where we at, you know. But then as I got older and you just get more involved, it's almost like, damn, I want to do stuff that, I mean, I want people to know about it, but I don't want them to know about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I do want them to know
about
it.
And at the same time, though, I be forgetting to take a picture.
Yeah.
Like, I forget. If I'm having fun and I'm in the moment, I forgot to take a picture. Somebody had to tell me, like, hey, man, I see, oh, shit, okay. Let's take a picture.
One of the most reverse climatic moments ever in life, bro, is when you're getting ready to, like, do a shot with your friends and the classes are in the air, and somebody say, "Hold on, let me get my phone."
Yeah,
like, come on,
you
bruh.
Killed the moment. Like,
we
you
were
killed
just
the
living.
Moment.
Then you get that 10 seconds of hey.
Oh, shit, I fucked it up, man. My bad, man.
Hold on. Stop the New Year's countdown. I need to charge my phone.
Yeah, man, damn, man. The flash ain't working.
So that moment of life is gone because somebody needed to get a snap or a live video or whatever. And yeah.
And the crazy thing is, you know, I think just like, you know, no disrespect to Twitter. I mean, my Twitter is lame. By the way, you can find me at Rashadism, R-H-A-S-H-A-D-I-S-M. At everything, Instagram, Facebook, my whack ass Twitter. You know, I'm kind of like Teddy that way, who's y'all say got the whack ass Twitter. Yeah. But shout out to Ted. But the thing is, my problem with Twitter back in the day is I just felt like everybody was saying something, but nobody was listening.
I agree. I can totally agree.
And it's just like, I feel that's what's happening with everything having to be a picture or I think that's where we're going, or like a live stream. Because it's going to be to the point that everybody's doing it, and you're so wrapped up in your world and trying to show everybody what you're doing, you know, and what you got. Let's not talk about the robberies and everything that happens because of stuff like that. You know,
yeah,
there are a lot of opportunities.
Somebody close to me got hit up on that.
You know.
You see a friend of yours got hit up on
that? Yeah, man.
Wow.
Posting some, you know, stunning, flashing, and chick hit him up one night, like, let's meet up, whatever. And it was on the way to the ride, some cat rolled up. Let us get that up off you, bruh.
Hey, he was with the so the chick was with him already.
Nah, she hit him. Well, she hit him. You know, got in the DM. What's up? You know.
Oh, when he got to the spot, to
and
meet her,
he got
she,
the spot. So they had a good night, chilled out.
Oh, so he actually went out with
yeah,
the chick. Okay.
Yeah, from the DM. You know how the DMs work. Yeah. So from the DM, and they on the way to the car, walking into the ride. Car pulled up. Let's get that up off you, bruh.
We already know.
Yeah, we know.
So is it? So I mean, sometimes it's like, is it worth it? Like everybody, the thing that killed me too. This is going to, matter of fact, after we talk about this, I personally think we're going to have to end the show because we all may have targets on our back. And I'm going to say two things. I'm going to just put it out there. I'm going to see what people have to say. The first thing with all these pictures, out of town trips. I get it. You work hard. You know, you catch the Frontier plane to Vegas. You know what I'm saying? And all of that. Because I'm saying, like, when I was treated, you know, shout out to the sister, you know what I'm saying, who put me up on game with Vegas. And I've been twice, once on, like, some business and one time for fun. You know, I got a chance to go. And shout out to, you know, all of that. It just wasn't a cheap trip. Now, I'm not hating. But I'm pretty sure catching a plane for $43.12 from St. Louis to Vegas is, you know, I don't know. Let me not hate, you know, because I haven't done that. But my thing is, we get it. You're in Vegas. We get it. You standing at you truly stand at the Gold Nugget or something like that, you know, way
down the strip.
You know what I'm saying?
But you on the strip. That's in downtown
right.
Vegas.
But you buy a water fountain trying to front it like a sink, like you're at the Cosmopolitan and
like
shit.
Bellagio,
you know what I'm saying?
Bellagio.
Yeah, Lexor or some shit.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? We get it. But I just want to ask, when do you have time to have fun? You know, without doing, like, it's almost to the point I don't even have to fucking spend no money to go to a concert. I'm like, oh shit, Charlie Wilson coming? I'll be sure to watch that on Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
That's the first thing. So that wasn't too bad. But the second thing is,
here you go.
And I'm gonna swing it to whoever wanna take it. Why do you have to document through footage and a gang of pictures your relationships?
But that's a telltale thing, period, man. Cat's been doing that for a minute, man. I would see somebody in a relationship or getting married, and I just think about when they're going to break up. Like, I'm a horrible person like that. Like, I know that's a horrible.
I was just thinking that yesterday.
Like,
but
literally,
no,
I literally, I'm talking about friends, family, whatever. I'm like, they're going to break up in a minute. And that's horrible. I'm a horrible
A form shit. Of hate? Or
It's hating. It's hating on, that's happiness and shit. I don't know. For other people to be happy. I don't
know. But it being like the thing, like,
I'm sure people did it when I got married. Like, this nigga ain't going to be married. But it really was like, this nigga ain't going to be married, bro. Like, but. No, you work it out.
Well, true story. Saw a sister, won't say no names. I'm pretty sure I'll get an inbox by this if you listen to the show. But it was just always, you know, With Bay, me and Bay doing this. Me and Bay at Six Flags, we matching, we too cute. Bay just bought me some UGG boots. Bay at home, he tired, but all his bags on the bed, and he got the jeans hanging out, you know what I'm saying, and the brand showing. You know, Bay this, Bay that. But I knew Bay. And on Bay's Facebook page is Monday. Yeah, I gotta go to work. I don't even feel like going. Next post is Wednesday.
Man, I got the Rams, the Rams leaving St. Louis.
The Rams leaving St. Louis. Friday. Man, I'm gonna go ahead and get on this Frontier plane and go to Vegas. But on her page Friday night, I'm a little mad at Bay because he ain't picking up the phone. Oh! I'm just watching. I'm bringing people in on it. Yeah. I'm like trying to tag people on this shit. Like, you know, I don't know. And the crazy thing is, Bay and Boo ain't even Facebook friends.
Nah. That's my homeboy is that. It's just like that with his, before he married his wife, he was like, this wasn't good before we got married. Mm. So I get it.
Yeah, I mean, social media has a tendency to harm a lot of relationships, man. I relationship wise, I'm very private. I don't really, you know, like my last relationship was probably the first relationship I really posted a lot of things. And, you know, you take it back to all the way to MySpace. If we want to really talk about, you know, when Kat started posting like pictures, you know, like whoever, but like my last relationship and I didn't post me and her very often at all, but you know, I know some women that need it as a security, man. Like, you're not going to post me? You're not going to put me up? Like, what you trying to hide? Like, let these hoes know. Right. Like, it's me and you. We rocking, right? And you know, and then you don't really want to do it. He just kind of like, man, like, come on, you know. Fuck. So now you post this picture. And you know, I mean, even I've seen this in my comments, man. You get the chicks that's mad that you might have used to holler at or whatever the case may be. So they dropping in the little phony smiles and hearts and all that and the fake congrats that you know how it sounds because you know their voice you know
congrats
and then you know you got people that are genuinely happy and then you got you know don't tag your girl because then the lurkers on her like you know what I'm saying
Birdman hand
yeah it's like so we need the Birdman hand rub
but no AI you hit it on the head where it be like. The hate, the compliment hate is what I like to call it. Like the girl being like, "Oh, that's what's up." The three words that everybody will learn to hate one day, man. But that's not good.
Yeah, I mean, so you know, some people need it as a security, man. But it just, I mean, I say play it as you like, man. To each their own. I'll tell you, there's something I do hate social media wise. Get rid of those fucking his and her marriage pages, please, because then. Oh my God! So you ain't never seen the Mr. and Mrs. pages, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, Facebook? Y'all ain't seen them joints?
Nah.
Oh man! So yeah. So this is my theory on them. I don't really know because I'm not a married man, but this is my theory. Somebody in their relationship messed up via social media, and that was the solution. You dig what I'm saying? Like,
is that a program on or missing?
Is it like the ball? And
like,
chain?
No, they're really husband and wife Facebook page. Like, there's not like a set platform for it, but they put them together. Like, this is us.
Oh, so they made one page?
One page together in their marriage.
Well, you know, it's crazy, man. I mean, like, social media, Facebook in general, but even Instagram. I mean, it's all just, it's fantasy. You know what I'm saying? It's fantasy. Everybody plays themselves up to be, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'd be on there. I'm 6'5", 12-inch dick, and none of that's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not 6'5". But anyway, like, the whole... No. But it's just, like, one of the things that happened with these pictures...
filters, not playing.
No, oh, boy.
Finish your thought.
AI said filters. Because if I see another angel with the fucking... light eyes and shit, but I hear you. You know what I'm saying?
And the little rose, little fucking
right. The Brooke Shields filter. You know, me personally, I prefer the Shaquanda filter myself. But the thing that got a lot of brothers in trouble, a lot of sisters in trouble too, is this one option that now exists with these pictures. Zoom.
You can see every dent, rivet, and everything else.
CSI's now stands for Carlotta Sinked It. You know what I'm saying? Because she can just zoom into this shit. Fuck. Coronada scene. And you know of a girl named Coronada. Shout out to Coronadas. She crazy and she know how to keep a couple men.
Yeah.
At gunpoint. But nah, just with the whole pictures and all, and then I guess we could wrap it up here, man. But, you know, it's just today's, it's the society we live in. And like D said, man, we are the old men now. Mm-hmm. No country for old niggas.
Yeah. They put us out the pasture.
So now if you don't put up pictures and all of that, and you're private, you know, because once upon a time, people used to be private. Once upon a time, people didn't even like posting the gang of pictures because you had to scan them in.
Yeah, you had to have a real situation to get it.
Put that big ass cord on your digital camera and
wait for him to load DC-135. DC.
He talking about the big old plate.
Yeah, but we talking about before that camera, yeah. You had to scan your pictures.
That's what's fun on the big old thing with like, scan these pictures. That you had to really be with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Like this man, really had some time on your hands.
You hear the sound,
right? So. Or you got like DC-13-1, DC-13-2, you know. So you kind of was slowed up, but now everything gets
from the phone.
I think we're getting to the point. Actually, it already exists. Artificial intelligence. AI, no pun intended. We know that ain't what your stands for.
It's coming back though.
But now it's gonna be, you're gonna pick up your phone. It's gonna be, Carlotta, it's Saturday night. It's almost 11. No, you can't get in free to the marquee. If you're not there, Carlotta, what are you gonna wear? Boop, 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 boop. It's gonna come up on your phone. You wore these the last 5 times you went to the marquee. Carlotta, better hurry up. VIP time.
VIP time.
Camera settings already set. Yeah. Ready to go.
Your optimal
preferred filters. You know, the Brooke Shields filter. The Shaquita filter. He's got a charger, so I'll probably give him some ass tonight filter. You know, so it's like the AI situation is going to get. I think that's where we're going, but you know.
Our robot was real, man.
Yeah.
We have Siri.
That'd be interesting to see them like give you all these suggested filters.
I hope.
It's coming, bro. I can guarantee you that. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. I'd be surprised. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but it'd be like, oh shit, they doing a straight filters like that, like. Yeah. And they know ahead of time what you like. It's around 8 o'clock. We know what the fuck you about.
Because they already do it. When you have a trip, when you in certain neighborhoods, it bring up certain restaurants. Mm-hmm. Because Daryl, you like Lee's chicken, you know.
So you'll like Popeyes. Well, no, is this something I'm gonna ask you about? Who is the person that takes the pictures for all the bad chicks on Instagram?
Their daughters and best friends.
So, but my thing
I'm dead is, ass.
So they got their like 7-8-year-old daughters and stuff like taking the picture for
yeah.
them. So they take and then they like they checking it to make sure it's all right. And,
yeah.
No, baby, you gotta hold it like this. And so I'm always like, who the fuck is taking your random ass picture yeah. here?
Right dude. Next to that couch with the plastic still on it.
Yes.
Like think, but I'm being dead ass serious.
Yeah, like who's you? I mean, and it'd be like, but some of the pictures be like provocative, and you'd be like, who the fuck is taking this picture?
The kids, and I mean. Maybe it might be a dude around every now and then, but the kids are taking those pictures of their best friends.
I could believe that.
So you're the best friend that don't be having. So this is the ugly best friend or something?
Like, no, I mean,
they switch it up.
Like, let's be 100, man. Yeah,
you do mine, and I do yours.
Like women straight hang and kick it like daily now, bro. You can go on their Snapchats and all that and see them just at the crib, like cooling out, like. Such and such came over, brought a bottle of wine, and they just laid up in the bed. You know, they women, so they laid up in the bed watching TV, drinking.
Meanwhile, they daughtered and climbed over the banister and jumped from the second floor down to the first. You know what I'm saying? God.
Hey, bro, she had to break everything.
I mean, but yet she had live footage of her shifting her ovaries.
What is this?
You ain't see that video where the girl jumped from the second floor down to the first and she destroyed her soul, but still got up to try to turn the camera off.
What was she doing?
Nobody knows.
It's just a random. We'll try to bring it up for you.
Yeah.
Will you? Let me see. Man, I'll bring it up now. We should.
Well, no, like I said, they got the sound up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Any closing thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure y'all email these brothers straightoilc@gmail.com. That would be the spot until we figure out where they're going, what email and all that good stuff for them.
If y'all even like the show, man, it's just an open format, man.
Yeah, so give the thoughts, questions. Where can everybody hit y'all up social media wise?
Social media, Twitter and Instagram @DJAEYE. Facebook, I am, period, A-E-Y-E.
Okay. Facebook, Rashadism, R-H-A-S-H-A-D-I-S-M. My full name on there would be Rashadism Nerdy Whittier. And Instagram is Rashadism, R-H-A-S-H-A-D-I-S-M. I almost forgot how to spell my own damn name. Oh, because I was thinking, I do have another Instagram called, and a website, Fresh Since Forever. Just worry about the website. It's www, of course, Fresh, F-R-E-S-H, Since, S-I-N-C-E. That's about all right. Because I almost forgot. The number four, ever, E-V-E-R.com. And that, you know, I got some shirts and stuff on. I was messing with y'all. I got some shirts on there. But that's where I could be found. And with this show, like I said, it's an open forum. Yeah.
Let us know your thoughts.
Yeah, we just talking shit. You know, we trying to put it together and just have a forum where we just, it's kind of a freestyle, even though, you know, we have Daryl here for structure, so we don't go too far.
Yeah, we'll collaborate. It's going to take, you know, a little second, but we're definitely here, man. The Commentary Podcast, C-O-M-M-O-N, apostrophe T-A-R-Y. I am DJ AI.
Rashadism.
Y'all know it's me, D, as always.
Turtleneck Assassin. We out.
Hi-ya.